Tonight, more lives at stake as the Tamale Teaching Hospital sacking controversy erupts into a full-blown standoff, with the health minister yet to render the unqualified apology demanded by striking health workers.
Upon arrival, we're informed that the doctors are not on duty. We are kindly requesting that they return to work, as we do not know where else to take the patient.
We'll hear from the health minister, who appears to be standing his ground tonight.
I'm not a perfect human being, but I listen, and I'm prepared to work with everybody in the sector.
I have absolutely no intention to disrespect any medical doctor or any health worker. That will be the last thing I'll do. But indeed, let it be said that respect is also reciprocal.
We'll tell you why the controversy has taken a bipartisan and partisan turn, with the NPP minority taking the side of the striking health professionals.
The things that they have asked for, I wouldn't say they are too far-fetched. They are asking for an apology from the minister, which will serve as a deterrent, because the Tamale Teaching Hospital has had a history.
Top Story is, as always, brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies and Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. My name is Faustina Savo. Please stay for details. The Tamale Teaching Hospital sacking controversy has erupted into a full-blown standoff, with more lives at stake as all health services, including emergency care, remain suspended. The health minister, Kwabena Ntakando, is yet to render that unqualified apology demanded by the striking doctors. The minister has come under heavy backlash after doctors at the facility suspended emergency and outpatient services indefinitely, demanding an apology for what they describe as the minister's, quote, demeaning and unacceptable treatment, unquote, of one of their colleagues during a recent official visit. But in a bid to douse the flames, the minister maintains his actions were never meant to offend. Today, he donated 35 different pieces of medical equipment to the Tamale Teaching Hospital. But notably absent, really, was that apology that doctors have been calling for.
I know that when it comes to issues of the health sector, the emotions are very high. We are all into this together, and I believe everybody wishes well for the sector. Arguably, I know this sector is one of the most important and critical sector we all need to pay a particular attention to. This morning, as has already been indicated, I have some equipment, some consumables, and some medicines to be donated to Tamale Teaching Hospital. In my humble opinion, every life in this country matters. And so I have come with an open mind, with new energy, and with your cooperation. I know we are going to achieve a lot together. I can understand. The system has been like this for a very long time. And so coming up with a new strategy, with new leadership, may be a bit difficult. But I can assure you, we must all have the ordinary Ghanaian in mind that at the end of the day, we are all serving the people of this country. Let it not be said that due to the scarce resources we have at our various health facilities, the poor man, the helpless Ghanaian's life has been sacrificed. My doors are widely opened. I'm not a perfect human being, but I listen, and I'm prepared to work with everybody in the sector. And so let's all come together and work together for the betterment of the health sector. It can happen to everybody. It happened to me when I had an accident. The first place I was rushed to was Nyahini District Hospital. I never imagined that I would one day be at Nyahini District Hospital. But I was there. And so today, sitting at where I sit, I will contribute my quota to the development of this sector. I have absolutely no intention
to disrespect any medical doctor or any health worker. That will be the last thing I would. But indeed, let it be said that respect is also reciprocal. I know that for the past 2-3 days, I have been speaking to stakeholders in this sector. And please, it isn't everything we can put out there as leaders. I am prepared for us to come around the table and discuss whatever we need to discuss. And so my humble appeal to my wonderful medical doctors and health professionals at Tamale Teaching Hospital is that I am the first person to take care of your interest. And therefore, let's call off the strike and let's all regroup and strategize going forward. There are some of the things we can easily do with our internally generated funds. Please, let's confront the issues as they are. It is just not sustainable for government to keep donating equipment to health facilities, and at the end of the day, when the equipment are obsolete, we run back to government for money to either maintain or to replace this equipment. Once at least, even if we are not charging the requisite fees, we generate something small out of these machines. What happens to the money? There must be a new direction. And we all group together and think through it. Maybe I'm looking at it from a different direction. We'll share ideas. Let's pursue the interests of the ordinary Ghanaian.
Well, my colleague Collins Frimpong was there the whole day. He joined me in the studio with details of that and more. You posed a direct question to the health minister. What was his response?
The response from the health minister was that he doesn't want to talk about it because the donation that he is making is what he wants to make the headline. But he believes that he has already made his point, and what he did, he had no ill intention behind it.
But Honorable, the doctors are on strike and they have one particular demand.
That is what, I mean, I've seen them request some equipment and what have you. So this is what I'm doing.
No, but there is one particular thing that they are requesting for, that if you do not come out to apologize to them, they are not calling off your strike.
So, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you heard there, Kwamna Minta Kando. He is the health minister. Well, the Ghana Medical Association, they're standing with the striking doctors at the Tamale Teaching Hospital. They're insisting that only a public apology will get them to consider lifting the suspension of healthcare services. Let's listen to Dr. Richard Salome. He is General Secretary of the GMA.
Nobody has reached out to us, to the best of my knowledge.
So,
and we want to sit down with them, have a proper holistic discussion of the matter, and we think that apologies
can be cordially done. What is negotiable and what is not?
Well,
based on the things there, the list of demands, is apology negotiable?
No, it's okay. Not.
We think
our minister is reasonable. We think a minister can place a call and call this young gentleman even to Accra, and turn this quote-unquote bad situation around into
a good story. A private apology or a public apology?
Of course, he can meet him, have a good discussion, and probably sit by the media and talk to him as a young colleague.
I mean, we need clarity. You want a public apology?
We definitely want. That would be the best, because what incident happened in public.
Mm.
And I'm sure you saw how Suhini was shouting. People were rushing back at the doctor and making him seem as if he was just the other list of items,
the gauze, right, the plasters. Yes.
These are things that can be easily bought.
Are they negotiable?
Well, at the heart of this standoff between government and health workers are patients, many of whom are now being turned away following the doctor's decision to suspend critical services indefinitely. We'll be touching base with our correspondent, Martina Bugri, shortly, that is currently in the Tamale Teaching Hospital. She'll be joining us with details. She has been engaging patients affected by this ongoing industrial action. Martina Bugri will be joining us shortly, but let's listen to some of the patients and we'll be back.
We have brought our patient who has swollen body and is in pain. However, upon arrival, we're informed that the doctors are not on duty. We are kindly requesting that they return to work, as we do not know where else to take the patient in their current state.
Well, you heard a patient there. Martina Bugri is joining us live from Tamale. Martina, briefly tell us the update on that meeting. We know that the minority, they've been engaging members of staff at the hospital. What's the update?
So the meeting brought together key people at the facility with the Parliamentary Select Committee on Health. They were given the opportunity to bear out the challenges that is hindering their work, and they have so much to say. They talked of how they have to travel to other regions for some of the basic services that should exist in the hospital. They mentioned that the CCT scan they had was not even fit for a district hospital, but that's what the Tamale Teaching Hospital was using before it actually broke down. And they had to travel to Kumasi for some other services. And so from, if you cut off from the Brown Half or two to the northern region, the Upper East, Upper West, all those specialist machines that they would need, they would have to travel to Kumasi for the service.
Okay. Martina, stay with me. Stay with me, because right now I have with me Dr. Kingsley Ajiman. He's a member of the Health Committee in Parliament, a minority member of the Health Committee in Parliament. Thank you so much for your time here on Top Story. You were in Tamale today. You engaged with the members of staff there. What was their response?
Thank you very much, and a very good evening to all your child listeners. I must say that the situation in Tamale Teaching Hospital is very concerning. It's not something that we can be very proud about. Maybe a quick refreshment of the chain of causation. So a minister visits a facility, goes on a tour, gets onto the A&E section, the red zone section. There's a banter, open confrontation, open discussion, because he attempted to inquire about the condition that prevented loss of a patient. There was a great failure, a lot of issues, which was a spectacle. Subsequent after, the day after, the minority issued a statement to the effect that the sacking of the CEO was inappropriate because he didn't follow the process. He demanded for an apology to the doctor and for them to prepare the script at the AAE department, and also called for restoration. Thereafter, the doctor's association of the teaching hospital also issued a letter, somehow reinforcing what we have stated. And later in the day, the GMA, the Ghana Medical Association, comes to collaborate or corroborate what we said earlier.
And these are details that we're well aware
of.
I just want you to just brief me on the update on that meeting you had today.
The day after the suspension of all emergency, OPDs have been removed. It trickles down to the polyclinics. We engage the doctors, association in a conclave, and they are not asking too much. We pleaded with them, and there has been a position of the minority. I don't know if they have been a press statement asking them to go back to work. We press upon them, and their body language was quite positive. We just pray and hope that this whole thing is we get over it. But we have to speak plainly on this. If the restoration of services is made contingent on an apology from the current health minister, then I can say that regrettably we may lose a lot of lives. That notwithstanding. I mean, the minister might have gone to the facility with good intentions, but honorable, respectfully, your good intention is not what we are witnessing. Huge problems at the TTH. Emergencies have been suspended. The doctors are calling for an apology. You have donated items, which was one of the issues that they brought up. I'm not sure he's too huge to render an unqualified apology.
Things in minority, happen. You agree that indeed he should render that apology, because today he tried. He said respect is reciprocal. He tried. He said that indeed what is going on, he meant no harm. He did not mean to disrespect anyone. In your engagement with the doctors, did they accept this as enough grounds to return to work?
No, they didn't. They didn't. That's why we are appealing to them that if one life was lost, and as a result of the withdrawal of services, we are likely to be losing more. Because if you do a scan of the five northern regions, among the one top percent causes of death is what we call the RTA, road traffic accident. Now, if there's any accident and it is rushed to any of the emergency teaching hospitals, they will not be catered for. And it's the only teaching hospital within the five northern regions. That's the more reason we have the view that we appeal to them that they have worked under very hard circumstances, hard conditions. They should just look beyond the attitude of the minister towards them and go back to work. I mean, respectfully, if the honorable member is saying that respect is reciprocal, then let's go back and do basic arithmetic. If you remember back in school, in balancing and inequality, what did we usually do? There was this general maxim that goes like, whatever you do to the left-hand side, you do it to the right-hand side of the equation. Is that not it? Mm. So we are requesting for this. Do it. As soon as they also come back and also render an apology to you. Because any time there's conflict, it's about two people or two parties. I believe that the people of the northern region should not be exposed to this situation where emergencies have been withdrawn. New admissions are not being made in at the OPD, a facility that before the strike, you go and it's so busy. Today, it is so silent. And the people are suffering.
Mm. So despite your pleas, the industrial action continues unabated. Is that the case?
Yeah, that is what it is looking like. Because they are still on strike. They are still striking. That is why we are saying that yes, my colleague, the minister, I mean, might have gone to Tamale with good intention, but the outcome is not what he intended. An apology will be in order. At the same time, we are appealing to the doctors to look beyond what they are seeking the minister to do and render their call of their strike and render their services to the people. Because you see, I wish you were in Tamale today. It is not something that we can be proud of. The people of the North deserve a facility, and they must be taken care of. Mm. Respectfully, this is not negotiable, please.
And what are you going to be doing moving forward, knowing fully that your negotiations have failed?
So, what can we do? As a minority, we'll keep doing what we need to do. We have issued a statement to the effect that they should call off the strike. I'm surprised you don't have a copy. I'll share a copy with you after the meeting. And we can just appeal. We can just appeal. But, Rabu Akando, respectfully, I know how hard you have worked through the ranks to get to where you are. You are not an arrogant person. And I'm not sure you want a death of another person or a death of other people to be ascribed to you by the action that went on at the A&E section of the hospital. Especially, in the supreme interest of public order, in the supreme interest of making sure that we serve our people. And I know introspectively, I know what you can do. Please, let's do it for the doctors.
Mm.
Doctors, while we wait for the minister, we appeal to you on the minority that please, respectfully, look beyond the action that happened. That is past. There's a lot that is ahead of the facility.
Okay.
There's a lot that needs to be delivered to the people of Tamale and its environment.
Mm.
Please call off this strike and give your best as you always do to the people of the North.
Thank you, Dr. Kingsley Ajiman. He is a member of the Health Committee in Parliament. Now, Martina is still with us. We're just checking up on updates from Tamale. Martina, you have engaged patients affected by these ongoing industrial actions. We've heard from a member of the Health Committee in Parliament that the doctors are standing their grounds. This strike will continue unabated. But then you also engaged the management of the hospital. What are they saying? Martina, I'm asking, you've been engaged in the management of the Tamale Teaching Hospital. What's their posture after that meeting with doctors? Unfortunately, I seem to have lost Martina Bugri, but we have also been hearing from Dr. Salifu Al-Hassan. He is spokesperson on behalf of management of the hospital. They have just been sharing their thoughts about this industrial action. He's quite optimistic that it will be called off shortly. Let's listen to him.
As management, we saw their news, we saw their press statements in the media space, and we're yet to give an official comment. And so it was this morning that we met them, and then they told us they were yet to give us a comment. And they explained that the officer that was involved in the exchanges was traumatized. And mind you, this is a leader who trains house officers, who trains residents. So it's like a model in the medical fraternity. He's also the head of the accident emergency sub BMC. And so if he's down, it affects a lot. Even though on the day of the incident, we management invited him and we spoke to him. Yes, and I think we're able to allay, you know, the fears. So today we pleaded with them, and then we also took the opportunity to ask the Parliamentary Select Committee on Health, who also visited us today, to add their voices, and they did. So we are hopeful that by tomorrow or latest today, we should be hearing good news that they have laid down. I mean, they've called on this and they have sent their decision.
You heard there Dr. Salifu Al-Hassan. He is spokesperson for the management of Tamale Teaching Hospital. Martina joins me now. I have clear connection to her. Martina, what else has he been saying and what really is happening in Tamale tonight?
So as we speak now, before I left the hospital like 5 minutes ago, the doctors had not returned yet. And people who had come to wait the whole day had also left. Just a few were still there hoping that some magic would happen. Now, the sentiment you would hear in the streets of Tamale is this is probably a cause to change a lot at the Tamale Teaching Hospital. It may be unfortunate, but they think that it would help bring some sanity at the facility.
Thank you, Martina. I still have colleagues from Pom with me. We're just getting a sense of some of the items that the minister has donated to the hospital to help with the service there. Tell me some of the key items.
So today, the Minister of Health, Kobna Minta Akando, handed over 35 different items to the new CEO of the Tamale Teaching Hospital. And quickly, some of the items included 3 Draga ICU ventilators, 6 Draga ICU cardiac monitors, as well as a Draga transport ventilator, and also 4 filter heart detectors, and also some other consumable items, including 20,000 face masks, and also 500 assorted searches. So these are some of the equipment that the association, the Doctors Association in the Tamale Teaching Hospital listed that they are asking or demanding the government provide them.
And then government has done that today, providing some of these items to them. How soon will it reach them?
In about 24 to 48 hours, we should get the equipment and some drugs to the Tamale Teaching Hospital.
Thank you, colleagues from Pong. If you just tuned in right now, this is Top Store. We're just giving you updates that the Tamale Teaching Hospital staff, their industrial action continues unabated. They are still demanding an apology from the health minister. Today, he attempted to actually clarify some of the incidences that happened there. He says, unfortunately, he didn't mean to disrespect anyone, but he failed to render that apology. And for that reason, the doctors are still on strike. You're still listening to Top Story here. You can share your thoughts with us on all our social media handles. We're Joy News on TV. We're also Joy 99.7 FM. The number is 055 111 1997. 7. And this is Top Story. We're still trying to get the majority just to get a sense of what exactly their posture would be now. Will indeed the health minister render an apology? Let me just speak right now on the phone lines. Dr. Mark Kirk, he is chairman of the Health Committee in Parliament. Thank you so much, Doc, for your time here on Top Story. The doctors are clear. They want an apology from the health minister. Will you ensure he does that?
Hello.
Hello, Doc. Good evening.
Yes.
We appreciate your time here on Top Story. The doctors, they want an apology. The health minister today failed to deliver that apology. Will you compel him to do that?
Let me say good evening to the viewers of Joy TV and say this, that the Minister of Health is the father of the health ministry. And as a father, sometimes you can have some skirmishes with your children. I mean your adult children. What I made them to understand is that if you see your father lying half naked or something that you have observed, what will you do? Will you cover him up or will you like to leave him naked or just get him out without any dress at all? Man. And we also made them to understand that to apologize must be voluntary and it must usually come from the individual.
But the influence is beginning to bite hard, really. The impact of this industrial action is already beginning to bite hard. And all the doctors want is an apology. As chairman of the Health Committee in Parliament, won't you ensure that apology gets to them?
Oh, no. I informed them that as an individual, I don't have any problem apologizing to them. And indeed, I did plead with them.
But it's not your apology they want. They want the health minister to apologize. Will you ensure that he renders that apology?
To apologize is an individual decision. That, like I explained, it's an individual decision that the individual has to take. If you compel anybody to apologize, I wouldn't consider it as an apology. It has to come. You know, like the doctor involved, possibly he might also have some remorse about something that probably there was a nice conversation between them. Then somewhere along the line, they crossed the line. So I don't know whether that doctor would also like to say something. But it must come from them as individuals.
Okay.
Let us not put this thing before the whole healthcare system in Tamale and for that matter Ghana.
Thank you so much, Dr. Markert. He is chairman of the Health Committee in Parliament. And that's how we wrap up Top Story. Up next is Newsnight.